The Department of Education's $1.6 billion annual operating budget includes a 3% increase, with most of it going for per-pupil funding, known as the weighted student formula. But Board of Education Vice Chairperson Brian DeLima says their funding request has been cut, and that will limit what schools can do to improve student achievement.
Almost one-third of our students struggle. That's 60,000 students statewide. So we wanted $50 million in weighted student formula per year. The governor proposed $28 million. Now, that's significant. $28 million would be $154 per student for each of our schools.
DeLima says another issue is the statewide teacher shortage. The Department of Education says nearly 96% of teacher positions have been filled this school year, but that number also includes unqualified subject matter instructors. DeLima says that's misleading.
We have 12,000 teachers. 4% is almost 500 teachers. So if they don't have a state-approved program and you have them teaching a special education classroom, that's a problem. So one of the amendments we put into the strategic plan is that the most vulnerable students should have a highly qualified teacher.
52% of new teachers nationwide are retained after 5 years, according to the Council of Great City Schools. Claire Hannes, an immigration attorney with 2 children in public school, is a board member for Parents of Public School Hawaii. She says additional resources must go to recruit and retain teachers with the ultimate goal of decreasing classroom size.
We have kids in classrooms where there aren't qualified teachers to teach the subject area. I mean, my son last year, I think he had 6 different Spanish teachers for his first year Spanish class. Now, that's far from ideal. There are systematic problems. It's not just an issue often with the individual schools, and we need to work on fixing the system.
Senate Education Committee Chair Michelle Kidani says teacher salary increases are a top priority this session, but other cuts for essential support services by the governor are potentially harmful.
It is teacher salaries, but if you're also cutting other things like the community engagement office, that's the parents that engage with the students in the schools, Office of Hawaiian Education, homeless liaisons. These are all the issues that we're having in the schools that you cut them. The school is going to have to find another way to deal with it because they need it at the school level. So we have to take another look at that.
Kidani asked the Board of Education to work with the governor's office to restore the $56 million cut over 2 years for per-pupil funding and other essential services. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.